Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Cam Inman momentarily. He's at 49er practice. He'll be with us a couple minutes. I got to tell you, I was listening to the morning show and Shasky was talking about Jimmy Garoppolo up at the podium. And he was talking about how Jimmy kind of smiles. Yeah. The smile. And he thinks, he was like, you know, I think it's a defense mechanism. It doesn't mean he's laughing at anybody, but it's just kind of like. And I was thinking, okay, so Shasky's talking about Garoppolo's smile and what it may mean. And, it's a defense. You know, and I thought, well, that makes this fair game. Kyle's got this tick. Where
BPA,
he's a little condescending. Where he'll say, "Well, you know, more people get hurt in the pocket than running a quarterback sneak."
Yeah.
So I figured, hey, if
there it is,
if Joe can dissect.
Now I don't want to take words out of context, but I was listening to the roast too. Shasky said about Kyle, his best work was getting Jimmy to a Super Bowl. Getting this team to a Super Bowl with Jimmy. But, Steiny, that is a fact. But, like, the fact that you had the 10-point lead twice with them, that supersedes that feat. Like, you're a choker.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. I'm going to ask Jeff. I mean, Mr. Fisher.
Actually, the more the better.
You're
going to
ask Jeff Fisher if Kyle Shanahan's a choker. No, you're not.
If an NFL coach has that on the
Jim Rome. I'll bet you don't.
No, but who was that?
I bet you won't. Jim Everett.
Jim Everett, yeah. Who was married to Chris? Who was married to a? He said, who wears the pants in the family? He was married to a tennis player. Or was it a golfer? You didn't know that part of the story?
What is going on here?
I'm going to tell you, Fitz.
Do you know? Well, Evan, you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
we're talking
Jim
about
Everett,
something before 2010.
Yeah, remember? And
are you thinking of Chris Everett?
No, that was one of my favorites, too.
I like Martina.
I love the young people.
I'll tell you what, let's get Bob in here in San Francisco before you get that answer. What's up, Bob? Oh, we got Cam. Yeah, we'll get Bob. We got Cam. Fine. What's up, Bob? Oh, Bob. Hey, Bob, I thought I would have taken you before Cam. Oh, we got Cam. Oh, hey. Cam, did he hear that? Cam Inman joining us, Bay Area News Group. What's up, Cam? How you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm leaving the practice field after interpreting Jimmy Garoppolo's lips for the last 10 minutes.
Wow.
Can I tell you my first gripe about Kyle Shanahan? And I'm just going to play it again, just so everybody can hear it.
Like it is with one of my friends. We are very, as me and Jimmy are around each other every single day, so there's not any awkwardness from us or anything that's kept from each other. I don't know the clip you're talking about. I got it on my notes before this press conference, but I'm not a very good lip reader, but I probably won't watch it.
All right, so he probably won't watch it, and he doesn't know about the clip, and then there's a follow-up.
Like it is with one of my friends.
Oh.
We are very, as me and Jimmy are around each other every single day, so there's not any awkwardness from us or anything that's kept from each other. I don't know the clip you're talking about. I got it on my notes before this press conference, but I'm not a very good lip reader, but I probably won't watch it.
All right, push the wrong button. This was the follow-up, Cam.
There's frustration with our whole team. first of all, that clip to me is a joke, so I can't believe we're talking about it. I'm pretty sure that's not what he said, but we were extremely frustrated from the whole game. I mean, anytime you are doing well in the first half, moving the ball, and you get in the second half and you have three turnovers on three of your drives, you have a safety on one, and you don't convert a third down, that's real frustrating to get anything going.
Did he see the video or not? Why he didn't even answer that question.
Well, it doesn't really, to me, it doesn't make a difference. I'm sure he got briefed on it by his PR man. So that's why he says, you know, the PR guy says, yeah, there's a viral tweet out there saying Jimmy Garoppolo says all the plays suck. If you look back at the game, a lot of the plays did suck.
Why would he say, I'm pretty sure that's not what he said if he didn't see the video?
Well, I think he's based that on his conversations with Jimmy and how Jimmy felt the game was going. In other words, he's saying that they have an open line of communication, that whatever gripes Jimmy would have, he brings them to each other, that they've known each other long enough where they can read each other and understand what each other are thinking. So it's not like Jimmy has to mutter anything under his breath that he wouldn't tell Kyle. That's where I'm coming from on it.
Cam, man, I just feel like this is like a reality TV show, and I know this is not how the Niners and Jimmy thought it would go, but let me ask you this. You're around the team. You've been around Jimmy for the last umpteen years. I told Steiny this, and it's just my opinion, Cam, but I feel like Jimmy, it's more of a friskier Jimmy, if you kind of get where I'm going. And not that he's doing anything on purpose, but he's kind of being more demonstrative with just how he feels. Is that fair?
Well, we saw that last year, too, where he was kind of cussing during some press conferences, and we'd say, oh, he said the F word or the F word. We're like, how awesome. The guy can swear finally. It's who Jimmy is. I think he's let his guard down a little bit because it's kind of to him, it's a no-lose situation. It's like he's here to play football and doesn't have to try to impress people too much to save his job because I don't know if it's worth saving. But, I mean, I think we read a little too much into it, but it's the nature of the position as playing the 49er quarterback job, which he's going to be having to do the rest of the season.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game, works for the Bay Area News Group. He's also our 95.7 The Game Odyssey insider. And, you know, one of the things I always try to make a distinction about when people are talking about football and the guys who play football is who's saying it. And a lot of people were making something out of Jimmy Garoppolo smiling after the game. And yeah. I didn't think much of it until I heard Brent Jones, the former 49er tight end, basically really got on Jimmy Garoppolo and said, you know, you were the reason that the 49ers lost, so I don't want you smiling and glad-handing. He's not a clown, Brent Jones. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure, absolutely. And I know where Brent's coming from because it was a different era of football when he played. I don't recall guys doing jersey swaps and writing love letters on the back of their jerseys like they do nowadays. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was not the only Niner player smiling when he saw a friendly face on the other team after the game. It's not a great optic, and Jimmy knows that. But it's also, I have a hard time going, do I want to see him cry off the field? Do I want to... We saw that in the Super Bowl when these losses really hurt guys. So much went wrong in that game. It's just like that's probably where we should focus more of our attention on rather than reading lips after a play call. It's like, well, why did that play not work? Okay, what? There's just so much more to football than just interpreting those things. And I get it. Did I have a problem with him smiling? No, just because of the nature of I have more of a problem when I see like the guys celebrating when they're down by 30 points, okay? When the game is over, Jimmy's been a pro. He's his ninth year. I think he has a way to shut it off, and then he's going to deal with the aftermath, obviously, when he's watching film and walking into a losing locker room.
Cam, this defense has been outstanding, yet, you know, another loss, 1-2. The feeling I get from Niner fans is the ownage that they've had of the Rams in the regular season is what they're putting their hat on, and I'm just terrified. I told Steiny this, of no Trent Williams and Jimmy saying he's not in game shape. So do you think this is just going to be a walk in the park Monday night for the Niners?
Oh, heck no. No. I mean, I'm with you. I disregard everything that happened in the regular season. I mean, did it get them an NFC championship game win? No. Does it mean they play them well? Yes. So you can be encouraged that they know how to. They know these guys really well. They know what they're in store for. It's usually a physical game. But when you see an offense so discombobulated like they were in Denver, and then you're going to go put that offense on the field without the best offensive lineman in the league, it gives me tremendous pause. And I do not sense any confidence that they can carry in from their past years. This is all about correcting the here and now and not just going, oh, we know we own these guys, because they all know they don't. Otherwise, they would have been in the Super Bowl last year.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. If I asked you this question, how would you answer it? What is Jimmy Garoppolo playing for this year?
Are you asking me the question?
Yep.
Oh, there's multiple layers to it. The businessman is playing for his next contract for his next team. I don't think that's Jimmy's priority. I think Jimmy's priority is he really is in the here and now, that this is the group of guys he's led for five seasons, and he has an opportunity to lead them again. It's the same mentality, Matt, that he had to go in with last season, that, okay, I know they want to replace me, but damn it, I'm still here. They haven't replaced me right now, and I'm going to go out there and try to win football games because that's what I do. I'm a football player. I'm a quarterback. If he's not that, he could have retired and just done Subway commercials for the rest of his life, because he's pretty darn good at that too. I think he wants to prove everybody that he can win games, that his shoulder is fixed. But I tell you what, he's behind a really raw offensive line. He has to play catch up after not participating in the offseason program or in any part of training camp. And so right now it's just about let's play, let's try to get back in the swing of things, and whatever happens in his career will happen no matter what. And I don't think he's pressing about his long-term destination, because really that didn't get him anywhere this offseason, did it?
Right.
Cam, let me ask you this. We saw Robert Saleh, who did a phenomenal job here. He had this defensive unit running around. They're still running around. He parlayed that into a job. And my goodness, I know they lost, but Sunday night, the Niners, they hit. They gang tackle. And I'm looking at D'Amico Ryans like, okay, he didn't drop the ball. They're still what they are. But offensively, Kyle, when's this offense going to be dynamic? And I'm still banging the drum that Kittle can do more. But, Cam, do you expect that to ever happen, to where we see, you know, this Niner offense and this weaponry, which I think is above average, you know, big plays downfield or attempts for big plays?
They got to get big plays. Whether it's – I don't think it's downfield. You're not going to get Danny Gray running 4.2 down there to catch 50-yard bombs from Jimmy. It's about scheming it up and getting guys open and having Garoppolo hit them in stride. And I'm with you on that. You got to get Kittle, Debo, Ayuk involved. These are your big-time playmakers, and they did not use them in the second half at Denver. And I get it. You know, Kittle's interesting because – so he made his season debut Sunday night, right? He got one target in the second half. He has scored a touchdown each of the last four home games against the Rams. He's going to be fired up. He's, you know, to me, Kittle's always been their spirit animal on offense, whereas the scheme has shifted more towards orbiting around Debo Samuel. They just have to find a blend to get those two guys the ball. And, you know, the other thing, and it's the 49ers, is they run the ball. They're going to be emphasizing that again this week, just like they did a year ago when they went in to face the Rams and they said, Shanahan said he wanted 40 carries out of the guys that game. They got about 42 or 44, and they won the game handily. They can preach the same this week, but you're going to have a different offensive line, and you're not really in your groove yet. I mean, you're only in week four, and that was a few weeks later last year. So, to me, it's really a work in progress. I've been really confident about the 49ers going each of their first three games. I don't have that going into this game after what I saw in Denver.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cam, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
All right. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, 95.7 The Game.
I was going to tell him we'll see him down there Monday. Boy. Well, yeah. Robert Redford Blue, what's to despair for?
Oh, boy.
I hope you're not on YouTube.
No.
Oh, okay. Because when I did it to break, listen, we got a camera every where, and it's to bring us all together. So I got popcorn at the break, and I said, I'm going to have popcorn while you talk. So I put one up. And then, you know, of course, some people say, Goo, you eating popcorn. Not mad, but that means we're family. And then some say they took radio classes, and they said you could choke on a kernel, and it ain't good for you on air. But anyway, I thought that's what you're reading.
No, I just can't believe
what happened.
I just can't believe one of the questions you asked Cam. I just can't believe it.
I thought they were all phenomenal.
It's now usually we have fun,
yeah,
because sometimes you go a little long. That wasn't the case here. Did you really ask Cam Inman, so do you think this game will be a walk in the park? Who the hell would ever answer, I think it's going to be a walk.
Dude, are you not listening?
Come on,
Niner
Goo.
Fans
Goo.
Think the owner.
Goo! Goo.
I'm telling you.
Dude, you think this game's going to be a walk in the park for the Niners?
But this is going to be a war. We'll take Monte. A body bag game. Denver was 11-10.
What's the
3-run double off the wall?
My fault. What is the criteria for a body bag game?
Hitting like that game, both defense. That was old ACC Big East basketball when PJ was in the Big East.
Denver?
No, Denver and the Niners. Both the defense.
How many guys got hurt?
It ain't about how many got hurt.
Well, that's what a body bag is.
We're talking about hitting.
Well, you know, is it ice tub? So to me, a body bag game is guys get hurt.
Literal. I get it. Well, the two teachers. Well, I talked to your mom on your birthday. I posted a picture of us.
It's not talking if you're just texting, right?
But that's the new version of talking.
So you sent my mom a message on Facebook.
She responded, take care of my Maddie. And then I responded, he's in good hands with the heart emoji. I can't wait for her to come out again. I missed her this last time.
She wasn't out.
Yeah, you remember everybody came down not too long ago. And you said, Goo, you want to come to the house?
Oh, that was for the wedding.
And my shirt had me looking real pudgy. I didn't want to go. What happened to you?
We had a lot of people.
Denzel had turned it into a rerun. But anyway.
Do you have any concern about, I think you do, Jimmy Garoppolo and what he's playing for?
No, because I'm being real with this. He's getting the BOD, the benefit of the doubt because of surgery, and now he's told and let everybody know, you know what? This wasn't the ideal offseason. So to me, his skin's on the wall will get him a job. Now, will it help? Hell yes, not if he looks, and he may week 8-9 take this team to the playoffs, Super Bowl, who knows? But when you say, what is he playing for? I think he's done enough already to where this won't taint him, being that he has shoulder surgery, and they told him to go behind the barn. Hey, just go over there and throw the ball. But, yeah, get at it. Dude, that stuff, people don't forget that. And he told, who was it? Collinsworth, is there any part of you need me? Like, that's everything I'm telling you, trying to convey to the listeners. He said it. And he's saying it with his chest out. I wouldn't answer that way. I'd have been like, nah, Chris, you know, this is home. They made a decision to go with the young kid. Unfortunately, got hurt, Chris. And I thought I was going to play somewhere else, but I'm back. I wouldn't have said what he did so freely. He's frisky, man.
But
I can't wait for him to talk tomorrow.
Stands the reason that he's frisky.
Would you have said that to Chris?
Probably.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'll try to... My next break, I believe you.
I mean, listen, if you've been an athlete, there's been many times during various careers where, as a player, you felt like the coach gave up on you. Then he's got to come back to you. And what do you want to do? You want to stick it in the coach's face and play well.
No doubt. Mm-hmm.
See, I can relate to professional athletes.
Because you covered them.
Mm-hmm. No, because I played Division III.
D3.
I just can't get, you didn't get a D1, Scully.
I know.
Yeah.
Kind of pissed. Thought about walking on to some schools, but.
D3.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Go to Fordham and go 9-18?
Now, you got mad at me.
What's new?
That's a 9. Listen, I'm at my daughter's volleyball game, mine and my own, got my AirPods in. And the women were going, the moms. Mm. And you go, are they really doing that? You took offense to that. Can you explain? Remember, you had some venom. You were like, I can't believe they're, and the, you know.
Nah, it just always turns me off, the parents complaining about the kids not getting.
When's the last time? Oh, your daughter's playing soccer. That's different. No, I've seen some
45 minutes, baby.
Dude, wow.
They can't take her off the field.
Look how proud you are.
I don't know if they can take her off the field. I'm kidding about, come on, East Smoke. D3 barely counts. I know, it barely counts at all. It kind of doesn't count. That's my point.
It counts.
That's my point.
D3.
It doesn't count.
Yikes.
Hey, I thought you had five big reasons why this is a humongous game.
Yeah, but what do we do 2 out of 3? We play the hits. So I said, hey, Stiney, we probably can work that in tomorrow after we react to the Warriors preseason game, or just about the fact that basketball is getting back, but the Kardashians just continue with the Niners, and now we just got a coach, I don't want to say lying, but double talking.
He's not
that hurt him. That hurt just watch. You better win Monday, Kyle. I can't wait to talk to Lowe Monday. He'll be live.
It's just something. There's something that I can't put together, and usually I try to do it within a show, but it's been all week. There's something that's getting under my skin about all your takes this week, but I cannot put my finger on it.
I already know.
What?
They're grown up and valid.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That my gripes are grown up.
No, my points are just, you know what?
No,
yeah, that's very.
It has to do with you.
I'm not a Niner fan.
No, you want it both ways.
No, that ain't me. I come from the top.
No. Yeah, you come from the top rope.
But that's the wiring you always looking to see.
Nah, yeah.
I'm not a golfer. I don't go down the middle. You know where I sit.
I know where you sit today.
No, but like you. Like,
who knows where you're going to be
tomorrow. I'm real enough to know.
You're like one of those guys. You know, you're like Cesar Tovar. You play 9 positions in a game.
Nah.
You're like Bert Campanaris. You play 9 positions. I don't know where you're playing today.
See,
where's Guru at?
No.
He's pinch hitting. Where's Guru at? He's playing second base.
What it is I'm telling you, the Niners are in disarray on and off the field with the injuries and the drama. But yet I got them going to the playoffs.
I know.
And that's using something I hate you've been doing. Well, the old NFC is not doing it. So the no, we're talking about what's going on here.
I like to take a look at how the conference is because that's important.
But I'm not giving out I feel like that as a host. Let me lay something on you. It's like participation trophy.
What
stuff.
Is?
Oh, the conference is weak.
Who cares if
so
they make the playoffs?
No, for who? Not after they got Jimmy.
So it's Super is Bowl it easier to make the playoffs in the NFC or AFC?
Oh, NFC.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but don't. There's too
don't
much
what?
Of that. Don't let that.
Well, that's why they're going to make the playoffs.
No, we said you and I, Rick James. Now that Jimmy's back, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Whatever. They got to make the playoffs yeah. first.
Okay. Duh.
Well, see, that's I guess that's what pisses me off. Yeah. You get to come in here and rant and rave about everything
oh,
that's going wrong, and this, and Shanahan this, and Shanahan that, and I'm sick of
darts.
This team.
When can
and
I start
stink,
throwing some darts?
Stink, stunk,
you get
stank,
fixated on
and then
my
they're going to beat the Rams and be
you
like,
don't get
they're making
take.
The playoffs.
That's what it is, Jack.
Oh,
let
man.
Me throw some darts.
You know what I'm going to do
yeah,
this year?
No,
you know what I'm doing?
Is what I
hey,
want
you know what I'm
going to
do, Evan?
So I can throw some darts
I'm
and ride the limousine
the Warriors
for 3 hours.
After every loss and say they're
that's
in
what
big
you do.
Trouble.
Listen.
Warriors better not lose tonight in Japan.
You just sat there out
loud
and said,
big trouble.
Something about your takes this week that have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, let me throw some darts at your takes. I can know you react to mine.
Mine are bulletproof.
Let me react to yours.
Mine are bulletproof.
And then we can get back to mine.
They're bulletproof.
But we can't do 24/7 of mine.
They're bulletproof.
Let me throw a dart.
Lay
I like darts.
Throw a dart.
Bullseye. I like the. No, I'm having fun. But yeah, you love me.
I do love you.
You do. But I love you too.
You know, you're making me scratch my head sometimes.
But you don't know why.
No, I do know why. Because you have it. You get to have it both ways. You get to. Like,
people, nobody will ever
like
say
you get
Goober.
To rip the 49ers all year and then say, oh, but they're going to make the playoffs.
Dude.
And then once they make the playoffs, it's like then they have as much chance.
But listen, didn't I give my
Jeff
boy.
Fish
I called him the boy genius. I ain't always been down on Shanny. I react to
and you're not
going to
be down on him Tuesday if they win.
See that? No.
Yes. Yes.
I heard.
Yes.
It pains me you think that. I ain't easy, Stoney.
Jeff Fisher coming up on the other side. He was a head football coach for 22 years in the NFL. It's all sponsored by Inova International.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it. On the line, he's a head coach in the NFL for 22 years. He's currently the head coach and general manager of the Michigan Panthers of the USFL, Jeff Fisher. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. All right, here's my question. Noise. And there's two types, I always think. The noise during the game and then the noise during the week in the media and with the fans. As a head coach, do you know what is being said about your team by the media and the fans? And do you think you need to have your finger on the pulse as a coach of what the fans are thinking?
Well, you know, I mean, times certainly are changed now. There's so much more information available. I mean, you know, there was a time when, as head coaches of a franchise, you wanted to make sure if there was any news that your local guys got it before the national guys got it, because they were the ones putting all the time in. And so things are changed now, but you want to stay as informed as you possibly can about everything. So that end requires a real good media relations director that can just kind of brief you and so on and so forth. And, you know, you'll get clips and things in that along those lines. But bottom line is, no, I mean, you just don't, you know, you don't have time. Hmm. I mean, you really don't have time to, unless you're game planning or doing something with your door shut in your office, to have anything on other than football. And so you're just not, you know, and then late in the day, you know, you might get out, you know, and watch the Monday night game or something while you're working, but there's just not time. But you need the information. It is important. I mean, as we all know, the more noise that's out there, you know, the harder things become on players, the harder things become on, you know, on the staff and job security and so and so. So, and, you know, but it is important to keep those decision makers informed at all times. And there's a lot more. I will tell you this, there's a lot more going on. inside the building than you could ever imagine. And that's, you know, that's the way it should always be, and I think it will remain.
Jeff, you've coached on the biggest stage in the Super Bowl. You got a whole lot of wins in the NFL. And I've told my partner and the fans that, hey, Kyle Shanahan is a genius when it comes to play design. And you know what I can't let go, Jeff, is the 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. The 10-point lead last year in the NFC Championship game. And I used to go to bed like, oh, it's nothing, no biggie. But he goes away from what got him there. Like, he doesn't have that kill shot. Can you speak to the art of coaching? Do I just sound like a guy barking? Or is there something to that where some coaches, when it gets going, you know, the tough gets going, they kind of, they don't meet that challenge?
Well, I, you know, I'm sympathetic to your feelings and your emotions, but I would submit that they were not alive and boiling in that moment. They were, it was a Monday quarterback thing. When you went back and looked at it and went back and reflected, because what you don't have is you don't have the information available to you that he has as he's calling plays. And it can be a myriad of things. It can be player injury, a matchup, a this, a that, you know, one guy down, another guy over here, and a bad matchup on the defensive end, and you got to protect. And so, you know, you got to, whatever it is, there's just so much going on to play calling. Now, I will say this about Kyle. You're going to have to look long and hard to find a better play caller consistently. You've seen some messes. You saw some stuff. And unfortunately, you know, when a new head coach comes in and he comes from a coordinator background, it is extremely difficult to manage games at the end, into half, into game, and be a play caller.
Jeff
That's
Fisher.
What's going on in Denver right now. Guys are talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, and that happens all over the place. There's only a few out there that can really, really do it. And not, you know, even you can go through a course of 16-game season and just botch 1 2-minute drive and cost you a game.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's in itself is difficult to do when you're calling plays and watching the clock and trying to tell the defense, hey, you guys are going to go back on the field with 30 seconds left. Probably, ball's going to be probably at midfield. And, you know, you're gonna have to send 3 Hail Marys with 4 minutes left, because a good head coach will do that. He'll prepare his guys. So, but I get back to Kyle. You're not going to find a better play caller. I mean, I love the stuff that Daboll did. He's new. We know what he's done, and Sean and everybody. But when it comes to the run game and attacking defenses and the precision in which he does so within his philosophy, which is outside. I mean, you know, he learned from the best, and y'all know that. And I was with his dad there in San Francisco for a couple of years under George Sheaver. You know, George's second year, I think. So Mike knows, Kyle knows. He's great, absolutely outstanding at attacking defenses, and he knows the importance of details. Let's go to the Green Bay game, which I think you referenced to. How'd they win that game in Green Bay last year? They blocked a kick.
Yep.
They blocked a punt. How are you going to beat Aaron Rodgers? You got to do that stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, look at the big picture. Just don't get frustrated. You got quarterback injuries. You got a young quarterback to bring along. You got new guys at new positions, you know. And what's out of his control, and he probably never say this because coaches have to adjust as the rules change, but – The first two weeks and now week three, I mean, they just were all over the map. And that's because of, you say 3 preseason games? No, it's 2. And the guys, some of these guys don't even play in the preseason. And so there's a warm-up time. And so things will settle down here in the next couple weeks. People realize what they got and, you know, where their strengths and weaknesses are and settle into things. And then as soon as you do that, you get somebody hurt, you know, and then you can start over. So, anyway, did I use up all of our time?
No. No, it's great stuff, yeah. Jeff. Jeff Fisher joining us on 95.7 The Game, head NFL coach for 22 years. He was in Houston, Tennessee, St. Louis, and L.A. Let me ask you this, Jeff. 49ers went to the NFC Championship with Garoppolo last year. Somewhere along the line, they decided to make a quarterback switch to Trey Lance right before training camp. They said, you know what? Let's bring Jimmy Garoppolo back as a backup. What was your first thought when you saw that the 49ers were doing that, because it was a little surprising.
Well, I thought it was brilliant for them to pull it off.
Really?
I mean, what better guy could you have as a backup than your starter? When we know quarterbacks are going to go down and young quarterbacks are going to struggle. Okay? So who's going to bail you out when that happens? You better have a backup. And what better guy? Now, I mean, I think you look too hard at Jimmy's, a bad game here or there, mm-hmm. a bad decision here, what he does well or what he doesn't do well. The fact of the matter is he got him some pretty cool places. And so he must be pretty good. So to think that you have a backup quarterback that's committed and bought into, at least for this year, stepping in and going, yeah, that gives you a chance. So I don't know specifically what Lance's injury situation is, but, you know, hey, every head coach is going to want to, you know, even though Jimmy was pretty much Kyle's guy, you want to do the research, you want to do everything, you want to go out and get the guy that fits where you want to be in 2 or 3 years. It's not the guy who wants to fit now, it's 2 or 3 years. Okay, he's got a guy with legs. He's got a guy with mobility. That's where it's going. You know, that's where his dad believes in that. It's an extra man on offense, by the way. When you got a quarterback that can run around from a defensive perspective, it's a headache. And so, and not that Jimmy can, but I think it's a great situation. I mean, has that happened before? Guys, you put a starter down and he's your backup, and then you go with a new guy, and then all of a sudden, bang, your starter's back on the field. It's good for your locker room. It's good for everything.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I know you coached the late great.
No, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what other options were there? Who's out there right now that you would be happy about starting for the 49ers?
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, they would have had to go with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, you're right, Coach.
Okay. Who's their three now, and he's the last player drafted.
And he may be a good player.
Right.
But you know, that's a good deal there.
Coach, to that point, let me ask you this, though, because you played. Do you think Jimmy's feeling some type of way that they chose – a guy from North Dakota State that was unknown, and Jimmy had the skins on the wall of two NFC championship games, a Super Bowl, and then you bring him back. I'm telling my partner and the fans, we're taking calls, Coach, to where I'm like, how would you feel and have handled that?
Let me put it to you this way, okay? If Jimmy does feel the way you just described, and that's a personality and a character trait, there's no way with those traits he would have ever got to where he is now. Mm. So the answer is no. I mean, I don't mean to say it, but the lower your give a shit factor, excuse my language, yeah, at some positions in the NFL on the field on Sunday,
right,
the better you're going to play.
Mm.
And so you need some of that. And it's because Jimmy knows he's confident. He knows he'd go play for somebody else and do well. You know, and Jimmy's not the one sitting there saying, and I'm not saying this is the case, but, you know, there are quarterbacks that have come through this league that have bought into and come in the league and left the league and died by that square peg and a round hole theory where I never got the right chance because they didn't know how to use me right.
Wow.
You know, the bottom line is Jimmy's productive in that offense. No, he doesn't do everything right, and they have to probably change some things. But Kyle knows what he can do, and Jimmy knows what he can do. That's a good deal right there. So, and you don't know about these guys could be, they could be drinking, Merlot at night after meetings in the office, game planning together. You
right.
don't know that. But, yeah. I think it's a great situation, and you guys didn't call me to get you to calm you guys down, but relax.
No,
it's still early.
That's good stuff, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
We'll talk anytime. You guys take care.
All right, that's Jeff Fisher, 22 years ahead of NFL
the ball
coach.
Nice. Wow.
It's always nice when somebody who knows the game parrots something that I've been saying.
Oh, right.
It's always nice.
Oh, wow. Chop that up. He said Jimmy don't give a damn. Man.
Did we get that?
Yes, yeah,
by the way. No, it's see, I'm kind of where he is right now. Because I said Jimmy Garoppolo, what'd you think? And he said genius.
Genius. But that's too strong.
Well, but we don't know it's too strong yet.
Genius is you would have knew it was going to happen.
We have to let it play out. If look, you may not agree with it, but if Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers win a Super Bowl,
which
it's genius.
Which I wouldn't fall out of my chair, Stoney.
Well, that's genius.
Football reasons wise. But what's the genius part of it? Jimmy had surgery, and that's why there was no line? I'm not hating Kyle for – like, what was it? What was the bad part for Kyle? Oh, I got to go back to something I basically broke up with and sent the message that I need something better. So do we give Kyle credit for saying, I can deal with that every day now? You know,
yes.
Looking at Jimmy?
Yes.
But the genius part, you don't get genius label for me on that.
Why?
Because you backed into that. Because Jimmy had nowhere to go and Jimmy needed a job. Now, genius is when... You know, oh, our rookie's going to go down in week two. Nah, that's why I won't call it. You got lucky.
No, well,
and you finessed it to where Jimmy liked you enough to come back.
If I said to you, you know what, Goo? And I've been saying this. They didn't finesse it. They never wanted to trade him. They were asking for way too much. They knew it after he got his surgery. John Lynch saying, hey, anybody want Garoppolo? Give me a first and a second. Well, hit the pike. That means you don't want to trade him if you're asking for
crazy
stuff.
But if that's the case, Stoney,
are they planned it? I'm not saying they planned it.
And then my point was going to be, are they paying for it now that Jimmy's not in ball shape? Like, if the genius part of it was, hey, Jimmy, this is what we got you doing, he wouldn't be behind.
Maybe, but
because this
just all
I'm
about,
wondering, like
it's all about
Cam
winning.
Said it, Stoney, this Ram game is going to be tough.
Of course it is. It's the Rams. It's the NFL.
So the whole ownage thing is out the window for you because I know it wasn't a regular season game. They beat you in the playoffs. They came back. Then they went and won the Super Bowl. Like, they win this. Hey, we beat those Niners two in a row. Yeah, one was playoff, one was.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think they have the Niners number.
No.
At all.
No, the other way around. The Niners feeling like it's something to them.
That would be stupid.
Okay, and that's how I feel.
I mean, the Rams, you know what? Would you let me ask you a question. Would you rather be 1-6 or 6-1 in the last
six
seven?
With the NFC Championship dub.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, San Jose Jazz fan says, Jeff Fisher says, you look too hard at Jimmy Garoppolo. Meaning, you pick him apart too much, guys.
Well, what is he going to say tomorrow? Like, I know we got a Thursday night game. I'm going to watch it, but no.
It's not going to be as exciting as you think. What do you think he's going to say?
Oh, no. I don't watch stuff like reality TV.
Well,
I don't want it to be
that. Why can't you wait till Jimmy Garoppolo, the most boring quarterback in the NFL?
And I got to give credit to our Dibs for that. The teenage bucking. Guess
what?
How's
that going to manifest?
He's got enough because Kyle's going to hear him buck. And it's all about, is he going
to Kyle doesn't
buck,
pay attention to the
or
noise.
Or is he going little buck or no buck? But if he buck a lot, then we got something. And
how's
I was right.
Buck a lot? Do you really think Garoppolo's coming out and say, you know what? We got to fix this playbook.
This one you should tell me to take a playoff.
I think you should.
Producer Kyle chimed in and said Matt Barrels got to Jimmy today and asked him about it.
Exactly.
And he said, I see a lot of things on the.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, so. So he took the presidential way. Yeah.
What'd you think he was going to say? You know what?
This will not sit well with me. From the Comcast business text line 510, Goo has low-key become a hater the past couple.
I agree.
Now, why would you say?
510, I agree with
you. Why are you smiling? Because it's bothering me. Like, why would you smile and you would agree how?
You know, you want to lambaste and to rip and to denigrate
anymore,
because it's fun.
No,
especially now.
Fun.
It's fun after a loss. It's fun, but
dude, that was a barely loss.
You think Garoppolo stinks? The offensive line's in shambles. Yeah. Oh, my God, Elijah Mitchell's hurt again.
Those are that was something I've been telling you since it went down. I'm just tired of everybody walking around here in the Bay saying another 49er injury to a star player is nothing
star.
To look at. Trent Williams on line one.
He's a lineman. See, you can't be a star if you're an offensive lineman.
I know what you're doing.
Hit the pike.
Dude, put up some points.
Yeah, 5-1-0. You know, 5-1-0, Hussein Goo's become low-key
hater. People giving me love.
5-1-0, let me tell you something. There's something about Guru, but we got to put our finger on it before the end of the week.
You don't know. No, I'm maturing.
What do you think it is?
That's what it is, Dottie. The fact you don't know.
It's not you're maturing.
Yeah, it is.
It's you're becoming more infuriating, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't stand this.
No,
I can't stand that you get to rant and rave and then say, oh, but they're going to the playoffs.
That's being real. The guys on TV faking. Mm. Hey, here, what's this paper? This is what you're going to say. Stick by it. We don't do that here.
I know, and that's confounding because I don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Everything you've said, I don't know what
you
to make of.
You should know me by now.
I do, and it's you're as perplexing as ever.
I love you.
Absolutely perplexing.
Who you got tonight?
Who's playing? Who we got?
Body, Miami or Cincinnati? Well, Cincinnati 1-2.
Everybody thinks Cincinnati because they're at home and it's a short week.
Yeah, or Miami.
Give me
could
Mike
go 4-0.
McDaniel.
Oh,
he's great,
dude. Man,
he's great.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, we didn't even mention his game.
He's people calling me objective.
Little,
is the word?
He's little Kyle Shanahan security blanket.
What if they got the 6-0? You think
McDaniel.
That would get louder?
Mike McDaniel.
I didn't even know who he was.
Look at Kyle struggling without his security blanket.
That ain't
look at a blanket.
We're going to be out there
he's
Monday.
Like Pigpen. Carrying around that.
You know
was
who
it
that's
Linus
who
Pigpen?
Pigpen went to the one hair up on top. Looked like LeBron a little bit, but Tirico. Tirico's
hey,
got
by the way, did you see LeBron buying Major League Pickleball?
No, I was not going to say he had hair. He
no.
duped us. That picture of him ball
I'm
wasn't
telling
real.
You.
Pickleball.
We blew it. We should have gotten involved. We should have invested years ago. I saw it
they
coming.
They need to pay homage to tennis, though. Give something back. Because you just ripped it
now,
off.
Now, you just said something to say something there.
Pretty much.
You don't believe it?
Oh.
You don't even know what
oh,
you're
I
saying.
Do. I don't like
why
it's taken off.
Why do they have to pay
ripped
homage.
Off from tennis. Okay, mm-hmm. You condensed
so
it.
So did ping pong.
I love ping pong. Played it in Santa Clara with Lil D. They got one outside. Dude, that's a fascinating game.
What is?
Ping pong when they
it's
hit
it's not
it.
A fascinating game. It's
have you seen those guys hit it like 9 miles an hour?
I used to be great at ping pong.
What happened? You quit?
Well, who plays it like when they're 38? Yeah, see, you know what? This is 6-5-0. You're
people calling me objective.
You're a little like Jimmy Garoppolo. You just like you're frisky, you're saying anything and everything, and you don't care about the blowback.
That is definitely not on the mark.
6-5-0, Trent's the best player. How's he not a star? No linemen are stars.
You just hate that.
Tony Mandarich was the biggest star.
No, Munoz.
No, there's been
Munoz
one.
Was.
No. Somebody was much better than Munoz.
Okay, if
Joe Thomas.
Okay, but
Joe Thomas
is no shame
is the
in
best
that.
Lineman
Larry
that's
Allen.
Ever played.
Larry
yeah,
Allen.
He's second to
okay.
Joe Thomas.
Why, is that how you really got it ranked?
Yes, Joe
what
Thomas
about
is
Munoz, Stani, he was a beast.
He was a beast, but Joe Thomas. Oh my God.
We should give our lineman rankings.
Did I tell you I spent a Super Bowl
well,
with Joe
that's
Thomas?
That's why you're saying I forgot. Yeah.
How much we got here?
That's your, there we go.
Got about 1 minute here, guys.
So what are the guys after us have?
You got Kevin Harlan calling the Monday Night Football game for Westwood
oh,
One at 3:45.
I thought you were going to say Kevin Hart.
Oh, man.
And everybody was just saying.
I love Kevin Hart.
Yeah. They say you look like him.
That's
Tracy Morgan.
Now, get, oh. Now, E.
Which is the small one, the
dude,
short
we
guy.
Know it's Denzel.
How much time we got?
Got 30 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
It's all good, baby. We got Warriors tonight. You won't
they got
be
them
up.
This morning.
Oh, well. When? They're in China. Japan.
They're in Japan.
Okay.
That how much is, we got?
Yeah, y'all are, wow. Y'all dirty.
Hey,
man.
You guys got to admit, out there in the Bay Area, this is a hell of a show.
Mm-hmm. You're great.
Talk to you on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.